Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy you guys are watching this or listening to it. Love all you guys. And of course, remember to stay encouraged and help encourage one another, because we all need that, particularly during these times. So obviously, like I said, I don't have the camera on today just because I didn't really want to, not kind of in the mood to get camera ready. And Steph, wanted to do just a quick video about a lot of the stuff that's going on. There is quite a bit, obviously. I know you guys particularly are watching the Russia-China thing, which I'll talk about here in a second. But I wanted to take you guys through, there's just so much happening on a worldwide scale. A lot of pieces are kind of falling into place. Like I said, this stuff is the good guys, the people in control of all that, they know exactly what they're doing. And they're doing all this. Like I said, we're just doing our stuff here at the local level. And all that. But I did find this interesting. I saw one of these articles actually back just a couple days ago, but I don't know, they were talking about this last year, but already the mainstream media is getting people ready for the end of the British royal family, which is not surprising. But actually, I mean, if you like Google, like end of the royal family, like British monarchy near end game will now outlast William. But the article here, the problem that takes it over and kind of explains it is because it's got the succession problem. Because I mean, everybody's being tarnished now. I mean, you can say that, well, the queen is popular. A series of scandals has tarnished the rest of the royal family and stuff. I mean, you got, it's not Kate, it's, and the one Princess Di's son, it's the other one, Harry, I think. Yeah, because I mean, they like disenchanted their child or whatever the term is and stuff. So you've got just these people, like I said, their reputations are being ruined, their statuses are being ripped from them and stuff. So there's no, that's why it says like the monarchy has a succession problem. So like I said, they're going to slowly slip out of power and slip out. And like I said, it's probably going to come to an end there. Cause obviously we know that actually they're not really the real royal family. Like I said, you guys listen to Scott McKay, the Gazarian Mafia, all that stuff years. I want to say a few hundred years ago. I can't remember all the dates anymore. There are just so many, but so the real royal family, I mean, they're the deep state satanic Luciferians, and stuff. So they're not actually the real royal family and stuff. They're imposters and they've been in there for years and stuff. But so the mainstream media is getting people ready slowly. I think it's the good guys doing it. They're slowly getting people ready for the end of the royal family. I don't think we're going to see a lot of events like snap and then like a huge big change. It's going to be more slow, kind of slow. Because I really don't think the American people are the people the world can handle, you know, I mean, what's coming. They may not even know all of what the deep state has done, just because, guys, those of you listening to this, you guys know the truth, but a lot of your neighbors and family, guys, the cognitive dissonance, they would not be able to handle it. All of you need to go watch the new Matrix movie if you haven't watched it, Matrix Resurrection, Resurrections, because the end of the movie is interesting because Neo and Trinity actually go back into the Matrix and change it to what it should be. Because they can't save the majority of the people, because all the people who are in the Matrix, the modem there at the time, have been also being pumped with stuff all these years. And if you take their bodies off of it, they will kill them. And Simon, in one of his most, I think it was his second to last video, he was talking about that the white hats, he thinks that they didn't make a mistake, but it's like they tried, you know, to wake people up, but it just didn't work. because still all the people who are awake, they're already awake. And so I think that's kind of what we're going to be seeing. We're just going to see a lot of slowness. And so we really might not even see the ABS. It may be more kind of like rolling blackouts and stuff, kind of like certain places. I think that was what one of Savin was talking about and stuff, just because it's not, it's going to have to be very slow, which makes sense. And which makes sense. And so just because people, they're not going to be able to handle it. And so I really don't, realizing that 9/11 was by the government, realizing all these World War II, World War I, Vietnam War. I mean, they were just completely pointless wars, all, and all these men and women have died fighting for our country when there was no need to, which is very sad. And so these war on terror, it was just a bunch of bogus and stuff. So it's, we'll have to see what the good guys do. But like I said, I think it's going to be more kind of like a slow transition over and stuff, which is totally fine. It's like, you know what, the good guys, they know what they're doing and stuff. But onto the Russia and Ukraine thing. Okay, I know you guys are saying that. Okay, guys, this is a good thing. Okay, obviously on mainstream media, of course, even Fox, like I said, they're all kind of freaking out, like, oh, Russia, Ukraine, all that. It's actually a good thing, okay, because Ukraine right now is the deep state is in control of it. And so Putin is going in, because like I said, Putin's a good guy, Z of China is a good guy. He's a good guy. I'm not for sure who's in Taiwan, because I know China just went into Taiwan airspace, but I know Ukraine, like I said, they have the bad people and Putin's a good guy. And he's like, we're going to go in and we're going to clean out all these deep state people in Ukraine. So it's a good thing. I mean, Mel K was just talking about this. I think with her name, Bannersteel, and like Charlie and Simon and Mel K have been talking about it. So it's like, we realize this and stuff, but I mean, the tensions are getting bad. Just a few days ago, I mean, State Department orders diplomats' families to leave U.S. Embassy in Kiev amid Russia tensions. So like I said, guys, we're going to the brink of, we're really going to the brink of what the masses are going, what it's going to look like is a war, and what the good guys are going to either cause it or allow it to look like a war. Okay. And I mean, actually, Monkey Works over here says it. Let me let you guys.
So this area is now semi-populated with the Chinese. Okay. And so, and we got Russia look like they're also moving into the area. So we could be on the brink or verge of another Cold War, or I say Cold War, a Cuban Missile Crisis, as we.
Okay. Now, guys, this is also this, like I said, this is good. Okay. With, Russia, because that's Cuba he's talking about, obviously. And so China and Russian troops down there, which that, like I said, that's good. Like I said, Cuba is a deep state, of course, the Venezuela, same thing. All of these countries, the deep state has put people in power. They're bad people that the people never voted for. They didn't want. They have completely destroyed their natural resources and kept them locked away. Actually, one of the world's, the place in the world that has is the most abundant in natural resources is was the demilitarized zone between South and North Vietnam. And now it's just one nation and stuff. But that area there was rich, and deep state, of course, didn't want either side getting that. So they took that. And then, of course, they destroyed the economies of Vietnam. These countries, I mean, Cuba, Venezuela, all of these countries have been brought in by the deep state and stuff. So Russia and China going in there, not exactly for sure. Obviously, I'm not for sure what the higher plan or like what exactly they're doing, but I can tell you guys, this is good. If they're down there, that probably means if their troops are down there, that probably means they are getting rid of the deep state people and they are taking back control of the country for the people. That's probably what's going on. Like I said, the Ukraine, Russia going in, Putin going in, that is a good thing. Okay. That is a good thing. But the reason this making it look like a war, okay, so in war, I mean, we always know stock markets, they go down and stuff already. Like I said, some of the articles here, I didn't bring up any of them, but I mean, one of the videos down there, U.S. stock market has worst week since 2020. Dow drops more than 600 points as Russia-Ukraine tensions. I'm guessing that probably says continue. I can't see that. It's only got the dot, dot, dot. But it... really, and like I said, but now it's like shares rebound after and stuff. So it's fluctuating now, but guys, it's getting to be very much of a tipping point. And that is, I mean, what we're seeing and stuff. So like I said, this, the Russia, Ukraine, China thing, you know, and like China and Taiwan. And like, I don't know who is in power at Taiwan. So, but Xi going in there, cause like I said, Xi is a good guy. He's working with the good guys. I don't know if he was always good or if he decided to work with the good guys. Cause like I said, Putin and Xi, they obviously, they like control and stuff. They like their nation sovereignty, but they want their own. So they've never been, I know Putin has it. I don't know if Xi has ever been a deep stater, but it's like, they don't want their country's taken over because they like control of their own countries. And stuff. Obviously they're not choir boys. I'm not saying that, but they do want their own nation sovereignty and stuff. So they've been against, you know, things like the New World Order and all of that. They like control of their own countries and deciding what goes on there. And of course the deep state, like, I mean, they don't want that and stuff. So this is just a little bit of what it is. I am going to do, like I said, probably a few episodes at some point in the future, probably here soon, about the law of war, going through that and DC occupation and stuff. Because if you read through the law of war, that PDF document, particularly the Section 11 on occupation, it will explain a lot of what you're seeing and what you're not seeing, like I said, in DC and Washington and even worldwide, because the good guys are still having to follow that, even though the deep state isn't, because they don't pledge their allegiance to anybody except Satan. But the good guys are following that to a T, and they're still following like prisoner of war status, like protected persons and stuff. So that's probably why we're not seeing them rush in and get everybody who's bad. They're doing it in increments because they got to do, you know, they got to follow the Constitution. They got to follow the Geneva Convention. They got to follow all that and stuff. So guys, there's so much going on. There's just a lot of, there's just a lot of encouragement and stuff. So I really hope, you know, that you guys are encouraged and that you just remember to stay encouraged. Because like I said, this, we are winning this, the good guys are, and we just have to keep our spirits high, you know, laugh every now, laugh a lot. It's okay. It's like, we can still have fun during this time and stuff. While we're waiting for the good guys to do like worldwide things and the reval and all that stuff. But it's like, you know what, this stuff is coming. And just never believe, of course, everything you hear. And I actually said, don't believe anything you hear at first. It's like, always listen to it and always view it with skepticism, and then go out here, do your own research. And it just takes a few minutes sometimes to duck that going and even Googling, because you can find some good stuff actually even on Google, surprising, right? And stuff. So just stay encouraged. This stuff is happening, and just let the voice of reason just be your guide and just the voice of common sense and stuff, because we are all in this together and we're all going to cross over that finish line together, and it is going to be great. So this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off, and just remember guys to stay encouraged, love each other, love yourselves, remember that Jesus loves you, God loves you, and I will be back again.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing Patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.